Chapter 7. Magiana and the Oil. The leader of the thieves left the house and crept into the courtyard. He stood by the door for a moment and breathed deeply. Then he slowly looked around. He wanted to make sure no one was watching him. In front of him stood the long row of clay jars. All their lids were on. The thieves were still inside the jars. Their leader went up to the nearest jar. He bent down next to it. He tapped on the side and lifted off the lid.
"Listen carefully," he whispered to the man inside the jar. "This is the next part of my plan. When it is time to attack, I will throw down some pebbles from the window of my bedroom. They will fall into the courtyard. When you hear them, jump out of your jar with your sword and your dagger and be ready to fight. I will come and join you, and then, at last, we will kill the man who robbed me."
The leader went from jar to jar and tapped on the side of each one. He repeated his plan to each man. Then he smiled to himself and rubbed his hands. The plan was working well. He picked up some pebbles and put them in his pocket. Then he went back inside the house and called to Magiana.
"I am going to bed now," he told her. "I am very tired."
"I will show you the way to your room, sir," Magiana replied.
Magiana put away the last of the dishes and wiped her hands on her apron. Then she lit a candle and led the leader of the thieves upstairs to his room. She opened the door and showed him inside.
"I hope you will be comfortable, sir," she said. "Is there anything you need?"
"No, Magiana. I am pleased to have a soft bed for the night."
"Sleep well, sir," said the servant girl.
Then she went back to the kitchen. She decided to peel some onions and carrots to put in the pot for the next day's lunch. But as she picked up her knife, the kitchen suddenly went dark.
"The lamp needs more oil," she said to herself.
So she picked up a candle and went to look in the store cupboard. There was plenty of flour, rice and sugar, but the oil jug was empty. Magiana sighed.
"What shall I do?" she thought. "It's much too late to go to the market."
Then she had an idea.
"There are 40 jars of oil in the courtyard," she said to herself. "I am sure our guest will let me take a little of his oil for my lamp."
So she picked up her candle and the oil jug and went out into the courtyard. Then she went up to the nearest jar and started to lift the lid. Suddenly, she heard a voice from inside the jar.
"Is it time to fight?"
asked the voice. Magiana was very surprised to hear this. She stood very still and said nothing for a moment.
"What shall I do?" she thought. "There is a man in the oil jar. I think he came with the oil seller, and he is ready to fight. I must do something to help my poor master."
"Not yet, but soon," she replied to the thief's question.
She spoke in a deep voice, so she sounded like the oil seller. She went to the next jar, and the same thing happened. Then she went from jar to jar and answered each man's question with the same answer.
"Not yet, but soon."
When she came to the 40th jar, there was silence. No voice called, "Is it time to fight?" Magiana lifted the lid and looked inside.
Oil!
As she filled her oil jug quickly, she thought to herself,
There are 39 men in these jars, ready to attack my master. That stranger sleeping in the house must be their leader.
Then Marjana thought of a plan to help her master. When she got back to the kitchen, she lit the lamp and then found her biggest cooking pot. She put it on the fire and emptied the oil jug into it. Then she went back to the 40th jar and filled her jug for a second time. She did this again and again until her cooking pot was full of oil. When the oil started to boil, Marjana took the pot off the fire and carried it into the courtyard. She lifted the lid of the first jar and poured in some of the boiling oil. Then she went to the next jar, lifted the lid, and poured some boiling oil into it. Then she went down the row of jars and poured hot oil into each one. Marjana went back into the kitchen and finished making lunch. Then she put out the fire and the lamp.
"I won't go to bed," she said to herself. "I will stay here and see what happens next."
So she sat on a stool next to the window and looked out into the courtyard. The leader of the thieves lay in bed and waited. He waited for a long time. After a while, he said to himself, "Everyone in the house must be asleep by now." Then he got out of bed and quietly opened the window. He looked out into the courtyard and listened.
"I can't see any lights," he said. "And I can't hear any sounds. I'm sure they are all asleep. Now it's time for the next part of my plan. I will throw some pebbles into the courtyard. When my men hear the sound of the pebbles, they will jump out of their jars. I will join them, and we will all go and catch Ali Baba."
He threw a handful of pebbles out of the window and heard them fall down onto the tiles of the courtyard. He waited, but nothing happened. Not one of his men answered. Not one of them jumped out of his pot, waving his sword. The leader of the thieves threw another handful of pebbles into the courtyard. Again, there was silence. He tried again with another handful of pebbles. Silence. The leader was beginning to feel worried now. He knew that something was wrong. He lit a candle and crept downstairs into the courtyard. He went up to the first jar.
"Are you ready?" he asked. "Are you ready to fight?"
There was no answer. He sniffed the air.
"I can smell oil," he said to himself. "Hot oil."
He lifted the lid of the jar and looked inside. The man was dead. The leader of the thieves went along the row of jars and looked angrily into each one. All his men were dead.
"I don't know what's happened," he thought. "But all my men are dead. That means that someone found out about my plan to attack Ali Baba. Someone killed them. Who was it? Was it Ali Baba? Was it his wife? I am not safe in this house," he decided. "I am the only one left. I must run for my life."
The leader left the 20 donkeys, the 40 jars, and the 39 dead thieves, and jumped over the wall of the courtyard. Then he ran away as fast as he could. But he didn't forget about Ali Baba. He was still angry, and he still wanted to kill him. The next morning, Ali Baba got up early. He picked up his soap and his towels. Then he went downstairs into the courtyard and saw the row of jars. "I am surprised that the oil seller and his donkeys are still here," he said to himself. "But it's very early. Maybe he is still in bed." Then Ali Baba left for the bathhouse. He had no idea of the night's events.